Presentation sample. How to reduce food loss. One of the biggest challenges facing the world today is a staggering amount of edible but unconsumed food. An estimated 931 million tons of food, accounting for 17% of total food available to consumers, were thrown out by households and food-related business operators, according to the United Nations Environment Program. UNEP. Japan is no exception, where food loss and waste generated by food-related business operators and households was estimated at more than 5.70 million tons in 2019, according to the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Food loss and waste is responsible for greenhouse gas emissions, thus contributing to global climate change. Therefore, I would propose taking the following measures to minimize the ever-increasing amount of food loss and waste. First, food loss should be reduced at the household level. Of the total amount of food loss and waste, the estimated amount of food loss and waste generated by households was 2.61 million tons in 2019. As consumers, don't buy more than we need. Check what is available in the refrigerator and make a shopping list so that we can avoid impulse buys and hoarding. Or don't buy any food in bulk, even if it is sold at knockdown prices. Furthermore, don't cook more than we eat. Why don't we cook and prepare food in smaller portions in order to avoid generating leftovers? Or find environmentally friendly recipes so that edible leftovers could be reused or recooked to create new dishes. Second, to reduce food loss at food-related businesses is of crucial importance. Supermarkets and grocery stores should keep a detailed stock inventory to track what they have in stock at all times. This will help them avoid excess stock or orders of unwanted items. At the same time, retailers should keep track of consumers' behavior, which indicates what food items tend to be left unsold. Some unsold items include so-called ugly non-standard vegetables or fruits, sometimes with bruises or blemishes. Stores could mark down such items that do not meet aesthetic criteria, as well as items that are nearing the expiration date. Finally, let me propose sharing how to avoid food loss information on the web. Stores want to sell unsold items nearing the sell-by dates, but consumers don't know in real time when and where such items are available. One solution is designing an app that helps retailers redistribute discounted surplus food to cost-conscious consumers. Flash Food or Too Good To Go are the examples of apps that yield win-win options for consumers who want to save money and retailers who need to sell products that are close to sell-by dates. I hope such a food rescue online network will expand to our local favorite stores and involve more food-related operators, such as restaurants or eateries in our neighborhood. To sum up, I have explained how serious food loss is and have shared my thoughts on solutions. Some critics doubt small individual changes make a big difference. However, this is another example of think globally and act locally. If we seriously tackle this problem of global concern, I'm sure we will be able to come up with effective solutions.